Hello.
You hear me okay?
The heck is that noise?
Wish it was indigestion.
It sounds like a calf bawling.
I hope the weird noises weren't me.
Are you already recording? It says recording in progress. Okay. Dawn. Okay. Great. Okay. So I'd like to report on the closed session under the employee evaluation. Basically, we were giving direction to the general manager on the board's priorities. So that was the purpose of the outcome of that meeting. Okay. And it wasn't, just so you know, it wasn't Don's doing a great job, and it wasn't per se, reprimand. It wasn't any kind of reprimand or any problem with his work. So, anyhow, okay, moving forward, we're going to talk about the budget now. So, Dawn, do you want to, I'm not sure if you want to put the budget information up or how you want to do that, or if you can do it that way. Or does everyone have a copy of the budget documents that were sent out? What?
I'm having technical difficulties getting to it, so I'm going to try to open it up in Google Docs.
Let me just ask, does anyone not have a copy of the budget documents or copies of the budget documents?
Which one were you going to pull up first? I have them, but I just didn't know which one he was going to pull up first.
Well, if we all have them, if we all have them, we can choose, right?
Right. But does anyone not have those? Because if everyone has those, we can look at our hard copies and maybe he doesn't need to pull that up if he's having difficulty.
I can share it, Heidi, if you want me to.
Oh, okay. Well, Don, do you need Rolando to pull it up?
Oh, actually, that would be great, Rolando. Do you have the Excel version?
Oh, no, I just have the one that was out there. This is what you're talking about, right?
Let me send it over to you. Do you mind if I send it over to you?
Sure. It's going to take me a minute to get it.
It's on its way. Microsoft has it's like an online thing, and it recently got renewed, but I hadn't renewed it on my laptop, and there's a special iCloud account. So anyway, sorry.
It usually takes a minute before it appears, so give me.
Are we still trying to pull it up or?
Well, I'm waiting for it to come to me, the Excel version.
Oh, okay.
But I think I can share the PDF version if you guys want me to do that right now. We can start with that and then I'll swap it over once I get the spreadsheet.
That sounds good.
Don, this is the PDF version, right?
Don?
Rolando did not show. Oh.
I'm still waiting on the Excel. It's gonna take a minute.
Rolando, isn't the rest of it PDF okay to use? Even though, I mean, it is in its Excel form. It's just not, yeah.
I think he wants me to be able to edit it.
Oh, God. Yeah, makes sense. Okay.
And I just got it. I got it. One second.
So, Heidi, would you like me to go over just how the budget looks itself? You know, you'd ask me to make a sort of a one-page document to explain the budget. Would you like me to explain that real quick?
I don't know if we need that much of an explanation if we're going to be going over each of these things with the other document, with the more detailed document. Unless people want to comment on this part. I mean, we can still comment on this, right? During going over the other one, because obviously they're the same information just in two different forms.
Okay, this is the one that changes can be made.
You're echoing a little bit. I don't know if you can get closer to the mic or what. If you can, that would be helpful.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. It was just echoey before. Yeah.
The echo is going to happen because we're in the gym. But we have a nice big screen to look at.
Okay.
So to begin, we have 631 customers. That's where it says water service fee, 631. $717.48 is how much we have. That's $179.37 times four. That's what that is. That's the service fee that basically everybody pays. The only real one that isn't is the CCC, which is just below that. So they pay quite a bit more because they have much larger line going. So anyway, it's extrapolated out to $452,730. That's the flat fee that the district receives without any water being sold. There's no water built into the service fee. It's just zero water used, you get $179.37 bill for just being there. So anyway, then the water usage down $164,000. That's approximately, we used just a little bit more than that this last year. But I felt like that was a good number to use as far as how much the usage was. And then that's where the almost $210,000 came from. The good news about the water usage is that, say we have a whole lot more water usage, and consequently we're going to use more chemicals, more just labor probably, both numbers would go up. You know, we get more money in water usage, but we also get more money to pay for chemicals. So anyway, those things will kind of balance each other out. The hookup fees, I put in two hookup fees there. That's how much the in-house, in-district hookup fee costs. If they're out of district, it's more like $11,000, maybe 12. Anyway, I was just being conservative, but there are a couple of properties that will probably hook up in the next year. One on Nancy Drive, up the top, they'll run a line, and then over possibly on Gregway. There might be a couple more, but anyway, for now, I thought that two was a pretty good number. Standby fees, that's a $60 charge, and that's the most we can charge. And basically, standby fees is for properties that are not hooked up to water, but they're entitled to water to being hooked up. And in a perfect world, we would increase that to quite a bit more because, you know, we're looking at replacing a bunch of pipes, which they're not really putting much money into the game to do that. But because of Proposition 218, it's just not going to happen. Not enough people to vote on that. So anyway, $60 a piece on the properties that haven't hooked up. So anyway, there's almost $3,000. The Dale Loop property tax income, that's how much gets brought into the district to pay for the Gale Loop extension, the mainline extension. And so anyway, that's a wash. The money there, $44,728, is what comes in, and then down there is what comes out. So it's just a wash. And then interest is the money made on, there's $3,300 on the water side and $2,000 on roads. That's just interest. And then the taxes, it's called general taxes, but it's the slice of property tax money that the county gives to the district for road improvements. And that's why it's called for roads. And you'll notice that I have legal down there, $5,000 for legal in roads, and $66,000 for road maintenance. And this is just bringing forward what was used last year, but we didn't use any legal money for roads that were set aside, which just means that more money was put into reserves for roads. So anyway, are there any questions on the revenue side of things? Make sense to you guys? Okay. So coming down to water purchases, $55,000, when I extrapolated it out on the spreadsheet, the tracking expenses, the budget forecast, I just used the amount of money that we've set aside for water in those last 3 months, April, May, and June. We haven't received a bill for May, which reflects what April's is. But anyway, it looked pretty in line, $55,000. The employee salaries reflects the latest increase, and the payroll taxes is just a percentage of that.
Don?
Yes.
In terms of the employee taxes on, employee salary, so last year we had 62,495, and then this year we have less, and it looks like something was taken out, and I'm not sure why that was done, because we were allowing extra for an administrative assistant, and that's not even
in
here. What?
There's no employee assistant, no other employees outside of me in that number. So but, if the board would like to allocate some money to that, this would be the place.
But why is it less than last year? What other employees did we have last year? I thought we allocated money on the last year's budget, and that's why it was 62,495 last year. We had allocated maybe $10,000 or something for the administrative assistant.
Last year on the budget, the board allocated, I don't remember the amount, I think it was like $13,000 or so for the administrative assistant. And I didn't put any money towards that in this month.
Well, we need to fix that.
Yes.
If we're going through line by line.
So are you suggesting that we add budget for
a certain amount towards it in addition to that?
Yeah, we had it in there. We had it in there last year because the board had approved an administrative assistant, and this year the board also approved an administrative assistant, so that never went away, so it shouldn't have been removed.
Was it $13,000, Don?
That I believe that's what it was last year that was added in.
And because we're raising the salary we're offering for the administrative assistant, we need to put in more than that.
Okay, how much do you want me to put in?
Well, I mean, I need to get some, not just my opinion to determine that. So we're paying $25 an hour. What were we offering last year?
It was roughly $15 an hour.
So I'll suggest 25 or 30,000.
The number of 30,000 was thrown out there. It didn't come from anything except just being thrown out as a ballpark. We can put in less than there, but less than that. I mean, it seems reasonable to me. So can we get comments on that?
Assuming that we pay an administrative assistant $25 an hour, 4 hours a week, it comes out to about $5,200 a year, plus, I guess, tax or whatever. I would say $13,000.
We were talking about 10 hours a week last time we voted on it. So. Anybody else have any comments on that? Board members?
So, ask Rolanda, did you just add 25? Is that what you did?
No, I added 30. You could see the ad right up here.
Okay, I see it. Yep.
So the one thing I would note is, I mean, if I was just paying attention to Ken's comments, I would say if we had an admin who worked 10 hours at $25 an hour, that would be $250 a week times 52 weeks. That would be $13,000. And so we're talking about an administrative assistant then that works more than about 20 hours a week.
What?
Yeah, that's what my guesstimate was, around 20 hours a week, just to budget for it.
Okay.
We obviously have a lot of work to do before we get to what it actually is.
So I think we could put 30 for now. I've highlighted it as red so that we can note that was one of the ones that we changed. So when we get to the bottom, we can see if we need to adjust.
Okay. Thank you.
111,000 is how much contract labor is with the present contract with Hydros.
And Dawn?
Yes.
The comment I have on that, and this is something I brought up last year too, is you know, we have to have the detailed spreadsheet. You know, under contract labor, it says Hydros is the only thing under contract labor. Okay. So, and then all of a sudden underneath that, we have water plant maintenance, water testing and backflow testing, and professional services / engineering. Those are all contract labor, but yet those are broken out. So when we say the contract labor, we're kind of putting it needs to be described. What is Hydros doing under contract labor there? I mean, the other things, water plant maintenance, water testing, professional services and engineering, they're doing some of those, right? So those are also contract labor. So either contract labor should be divided into different things, or just take out contract labor and put in, you know, operator or Hydros or something else there, because it doesn't describe what it is.
Well, and maybe if it should say contract labor for operations.
For operations? Why don't we just put operations then? Just like we have water plant maintenance, water plant operations. Is that what it's for? I'm sorry, I'm not hearing anybody.
So why not put water contract labor for water operations?
Well, then you have to put contract labor for water plant maintenance and contract labor for water testing and contract labor for professional services and engineering.
Well, those things could very well change this next year, depending on if the new provider, the new subcontractor, is using their own equipment for the heavy equipment, you know, the heavy jobs that require large equipment to repair the leaks, or if they do it in-house, or they outsource it.
Okay, well then so what is wrong with just putting water plant operations instead of contract labor? Is that what that is there? It looks like one thing on the detailed spreadsheet, which is hydros, you know. So isn't that what that is? Are other things included in there that aren't listed? I don't understand why you can't make it apples and apples.
Well, the apples part is that on the contract with whoever gets the contract or with hydros, that's one line item. It's a fixed amount. I believe I put it in there. But anyway, it was like $305 a day, 365 days a year. And so then, you know, then that is extrapolated per, you know, per month. And it's a fixed amount. The water plant maintenance is only as needed. The water line maintenance is as needed. So for instance, we've got 55,000, I believe, for water line repair. And right now, I think we're in the 30,000 something. So we haven't had a giant leak this year, but we do have some upcoming leaks to repair. But it'll be interesting if it comes to 55 even. So, but anyway, that's why it's delineated out, is because the water plant maintenance and the water line maintenance, that's not a fixed amount. It's as needed. And the contract labor for operations, we can change that to that. So we know what that is, and the other two are variable.
But aren't they all contract labor? Yes or no? I mean, are they not all contract labor?
Is, but not the amount, as far as some leaks could take.
Well, you know, I know things could change.
On Nancy, that cost $20,000, it was $30,000. It was a huge fiasco. But then there's a leak over on WIT right now, and it might cost $5,000.
If I could jump in here, this is a budget for next fiscal year starting in July. So anything can happen. So we need to not just think that things will happen so we can't talk about it. We need to allocate the resources for it as best we can from our history and not allocate stuff because things might happen.
So I'm going to try to explain it myself here. If these are the payments. So you can see that contract labor is a pretty consistent dollar amount for all those payments. It could vary, but that's what it is. For professional services, it's gonna vary depending on what professional service we hired for. It wasn't previously contracted. It was additional purchase services that we did professional services. So that's why you see a variance here, because this number is gonna fluctuate a little bit more and the contracting labor won't fluctuate that much. So this is standard accounting. I mean, we can make it whatever we want if we want to, but this is why it works this way. And you can tell right here. There's going to be some variance based on services that were provided based on the contract and not. And then these are all what I would best term, I guess, ad hoc expenses. We budget for them, but they're not contracted. So that's the purpose of having it two different accounts.
They're not contracted. Don't we hire contracts? Contractors to do them? How are they not contracted? I mean,
it's not the definition from the Webster's Dictionary. It's based on accounting definitions. So that's the best I could do to explain it.
Okay.
That's why it's set up that way, and that's why it works that way. So if you were going to show this to an accountant or show it to the auditor, they'd probably question, where's the contract for these professional service? And it wouldn't be a contracted service because we don't know what that's going to be. We do know what the contracted labor is because we have a contract for that.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Then why don't we just put after contract labor for clarity? Can we add water plant operations? Because that's what we're doing under there, because everything else is a description of what we're doing. And I understand what you're saying, Rolando, about, there's certain different terminology, but it would help those of us who would like to see what the contract labor includes and its operations.
You know
what I'm saying?
I do understand. You know, basically from a layman's terms perspective, it is a little bit misleading and it's hard to understand. But from an accounting perspective, any accountant would tell you that this makes sense. So we could tweak it to meet the needs of our board members, or we can keep it professional and following a accounting format.
I think we should account for professional services separately from the steady contracts.
And that's what we're doing. See, this is what I just explained. This is professional services and this is our steady contracts.
Oh, I see it's there in the detail of the expenditures, but it's not detailed out on the budget.
I think it is. If you see contract labor here and professional services here.
Oh, okay. I see that.
I would like it to say, and I know I brought this up a year ago, I would like it to say, so, you know, when I look at that or anybody else from the public, because the public sees this too. And when we say contract labor, you know, that's fine. It's accounting, but this is also for members of the public to see. And it's not just for accounting people. So I would like this to say, you know, contract labor, water plant operations.
Because we are accountable to the public, we use accounting methods that are, I forgot what the general accounting, the GAAP, I think it's called, that any public
person that
the reviews these income statements and this budget can be clear about. I realize it may not be clear to us, but this is standard for the public, standard expenses. And like, I'm not arguing for whatever. Personally, I understand this. It makes sense to me because I've done a little bit of accounting. But it's up to the board if they want to change the name of it to suit.
Okay, well, I'll take your word for it then and go with it the way it is, as long as, you know, I understand it now.
Yeah,
as opposed
You don't have to take my word for it, Heidi. You're welcome to look at the GAAP accounting.
No, principles. I believe you. I am taking your word for it. No, okay. I am.
A quick vote on that, what they would like the title to be. So I actually don't, Rolando, I don't think that the county's going to lose their sleep or the auditor if it just says contract labor for operations. I don't think that they would have a big issue with that. But at the same time, because that's what it is. But anyway, it should just be a decision by, you know, 3 out of 5 board members. I think I should say contract labor for operations or just contract labor.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, let's just ask the board members what they want. Does anyone want to make a motion?
Dan just said he doesn't have a problem with it saying contract labor for operations. All right, so one for what? Dan, one for leave it. Heidi?
Pardon? I'm having a hard time understanding. Yes.
Okay. Rolando?
I like it the way it is.
Richard.
I'll say yes.
Yes to change it?
Yes to change it. That's fine. It's not all that important to me, but it's fine to change it. So I'll vote yes to change it. Most important, this just needs to be understandable by our constituents.
Okay.
Did everybody vote? That was hard for me to hear. So I'm assuming that passed.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Diane has her hand up.
Diane?
Yeah, I just wanted to get some clarity on what you were parsing out there. Was this is specific budget for the water plant operations and not necessarily anything to do with the road at this juncture, right? Because that may or may not involve whoever the new contractor may be besides Hydros, because they used to bring in Tritons. And so I don't know if there's an amalgamation in there in terms of how that overlaps in that contract labor.
This is only, if you go to the more detailed spreadsheet under contract labor, it's only Hydros, and it's a set amount for their operations of the water plant. So that's all it is.
Not breaks in the line where he would have to bring in another crew.
I don't think so, but I could be wrong. Don, does that include breaks in the line or things like that?
Contract labor? No. That's water line maintenance, water line repair.
Okay.
That's where another contract would possibly exist in a subcontract. Is that correct?
It's a different category.
Okay. Thank
you. It's listed if you go down water line repair. If you go down water line repair, that would also be.
Yeah, it would be our main contractor and then a subcontractor. But it just happens that, you know, Triton will be the one that he would normally call because that's an in-house.
Right. And I mean, personally, I don't know why they're arranged that this way. But I mean, just, and I'm not going to belabor the point, but it would be helpful if, you know, operations, water plant maintenance, water testing, water meters and boxes, water line repair were all kind of grouped together because they're all things that the contractor, like that Hydros does. So anyhow, we can, you know, just move on.
It's fine, Heidi. I was just wondering if there was extra labor in those other categories is all.
Yeah, not in under contract labor. Not under that one. Yeah. No. Apparently. So, okay. Thank you, Don. You can move on.
Okay, I felt like 10,000 for water plant maintenance was a fair number for this coming year. Do you want to make decisions line by line, or you want me to just kind of go through it and then pick out the things that you would like to amend?
People, why don't you go through it and people can comment as you go over each item or ask questions. And I won't be able to see the hands raised because I'm just have the chart. So maybe somebody else can let me know if somebody's raising.
Okay.
What was that?
I said, I'll pay attention to whose hands are raised.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So is there any discussion about water plant maintenance?
We should have less of a fixed cost for that.
I can't hear a thing that's being said there.
Thank you. I couldn't either. I think Dan may have to come right up to the computer.
Okay, Dan's saying that the number is fine. We have a potential of saving money there because the tanks are new, so we're not having any rips in the cover that we're having to fix.
The pumps are new. Hard to understand. Just could you say that again and just stay in one place and talk into the mic or whatever?
I'll speak for him because I'm right next to the mic.
Thank you.
He agrees with the 10,000. He thinks that it will be less than 10,000, but having 10,000 there would be a good number to have just in case there things blow up.
Okay.
Short-lived assets, that's a requirement from the USDA to have $15,000 in short-lived assets. At their will, they could actually increase that if they wanted to. But I actually have about $10,000 or $11,000 of some short-lived assets that are recommended to have on hand for some different meters and whatnot, not water meters, but turbidity kind of stuff. So anyway, 15,000 is a required number. water testing and backflow testing. The water testing, basically that number is mostly water testing. And the government has been getting more and more requirements on the testing and the frequency of the different types of tests. And so that's based on just this last year on their number. Sorry about the echo. Chemicals, that's just extrapolated out from what we use this year and adding in what we used last year for the last 3 months. And the same goes for electricity, as far as the 21,000. The tank project payments, that number was given to us from the USDA on for the tanks, for the payment at the 2.5% interest rate on a 40-year loan. Professional services is still at 10,000. I think in the future, the board may want to increase that, but for now, I say it's a decent number. Professional services this last year were largely RFP and some other stuff like that. But as far as coming up, we have what I'd like to have is the sort of the boilerplate stuff for the water line, that kind of stuff in place. And possibly have a project or two for replacing water lines in the future, and even in this coming year, possibly. And hopefully 10,000 will cover.
Dawn, I have a question about that one. So on the spreadsheet, the professional, the other detailed one, hydros, it says hydros, and I'm assuming that's just Jerry's engineering work that he's done. Is that it? that is it, or is there other places where he's done engineering work that are somewhere else, or would they all be under there? You're muted. You're muted.
California Rural Water was in on that too.
Right. No, I see that. I see that. But in terms of Hydros's engineering, those are the only engineering expenses that we paid Hydros for? Or would they be under some other category? Because that's a little confusing because they do so many different, under so many different categories here. And I'm wondering, is that the only, I mean, I know Jerry's an engineer, so he's done a lot of work, and is that it?
So Heidi, a lot of the work that he's done is capitalized. And by that, it means it becomes an asset. So it doesn't show as an expense, it shows as an asset. And that means it's on the balance sheet and we don't do a budget for the balance sheet.
So.
Can you explain that further?
I think that's pretty much exhausted my knowledge. But so when you buy an asset, when you build an asset like a tank, there's all kinds of expenses that go to it, and then those expenses get capitalized. What it means is it adds up to the value of the asset, and then that asset sits on your balance sheet on the asset side, and then it depreciates over time. So a lot of those expenses that get paid, that got paid to Jerry and Hydros and all those other companies, you will see them when you look at the asset accounts on the balance sheet.
Where is that?
Is it in the depreciation down there at the last line?
No, because you depreciate based on a percentage of the asset. But you're right. Every year, so let's say and I'm making this up as I go along. I'm going to follow. I'm not an accountant. I just play one on TV. So you build up an asset, and let's say it's $1 million, and that asset has a life of 60 years. Then you depreciate that $1 million over 60 years, and whatever that amount is what you'll see in that depreciation expense.
But we're not depreciating Jerry.
You're depreciating the asset that was built with Jerry's expenses.
So how do we, so where is it broken down if we see something, how much we paid to Hydros on something, if it's just like, let's say he worked on Gale Loop or whatever, putting in a pipeline. So we're not going to see how much we paid him?
It depends on whether it's a capitalized item or not. All I'm saying is that if it's a capitalized item, you won't see it in the income statement.
You mean in the expense? In the expense statement, you mean?
They don't call it an expense statement. They call it an income statement.
Oh, okay. Well, what I'm asking is, how do we see how much we're paying Jerry? Where do we find it?
Well, you'd have to go look at the check register by the vendor. It has nothing to do with budgeting.
Wow. Okay.
Again, don't take my word for it. I'm not an accountant. This is just knowledge that I have. But that's why your question is a valid one. Why am I not seeing more expenses here? And I would venture to guess, based on what I understand of asset accounting, that's why.
Okay, so.
Well, so who created this?
Accountants.
So this budget proposal is created by some accountants?
Well, when you budget for your income and your expenses. You don't budget for your balance sheet. You do a capital budget, which we did. That was the budget that we created for the project a long time ago.
For the tanks. For the tanks, but the tanks are done. So I'm talking about next year, right? And
yeah, so next year.
I don't get how this fits.
So next year, this is what we plan to spend on operations is going to be the contract labor And we're budgeting $10,000 for professional services, and that's where we'll see most of his expenses. That we might see some water line repair, depending on if he does water line repair.
Well, if we get what we want to get, we're going to see engineering for Kenneth, that whole thing. We're going to see other engineering during the year because we do, right?
Well, for Kenneth, because it's going to be a CIP. Remember, we kept talking about construction project. So for Kenneth, I would expect to see those expenses come through the check register, but booked to the asset on the balance sheet. And again, I shouldn't be answering these questions because I'm not an accountant, but that's the best I can explain.
Well, okay, who's the accountant that did these sheets then? I mean,
Kathy Lees.
Okay.
I mean, she's the one that creates the accountant, and this is all our expenses. This is typical balance. This is how you budget for operations.
Well, I'm not arguing with that. I mean, I'm not arguing with that at all, Rolando. I'm just saying it would be nice to see who we're paying for the capital. The capital improvement project or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, it would be nice to have to somewhere see, okay, we're paying Hydrosys much. And I mean, because I don't know, for me personally, I'd like to see how much have we paid Hydros, you know, this past year. Okay, total. And it's all broken up, but we can put these different things together based on the spreadsheet. But if that's not in there, then that's like a missing link to me of how much we're paying Hydros.
Well, also if it's in the tanks, it's kicked down the line and we're paying interest on it.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. So, I mean, can we maybe in the future, ask Kathy to provide that information to us? Don, yeah. Can we do that? Don?
You're muted.
I didn't quite understand the whole thing that you were asking. The echo is really hard.
The echo when we talk also? There's an echo when we...
Your sound bounces off all, your voice bounces off all these walls.
Lucky you. Okay.
At least
Diane, it's mutual for sure.
Yeah, well, that's a basketball court, so it's.
It's too bad they didn't give you you used to have a boardroom there. Okay, so not to belabor this point, but I think what the piece that would be useful and helpful, at least for me and probably others, is there was the budget for last year, right? And so how that matched up to what actually got spent, right? What would last year's budget and then what the actuals look like? And so while building this budget, it helps knowing where you fit in what you budgeted for and what was left over in which category. That's my opinion. So if we had those side by side, right, the budget from last year, the budget from this year, I know this is what Don's attempting to do here. He's basing it off of last year's budget, right? But then what the actuals were. So that's just my input. Hopefully it's useful. Thank you.
That's useful. And probably the only reason it's not, we don't have the actuals is because the fiscal year isn't over yet. And I'm guessing that's why we don't
have a running, and we're only a month before it's actually done, right? So June is when it kicks in. So we should have a running total that's pretty darn close.
Right, but we only have it, the one I have is only, the one that was an attachment here only goes through March. So, right? Am I correct?
We're short a quarter on this page, yes.
Yeah, and so, yeah, we're short a whole quarter. So, I mean, I can see the subtotals. I can see the subtotals on this. It's page 2 of what was sent out. Okay, Diane? I mean, you have it there.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just, it's hard, you know, obviously to keep them to, I didn't print it out, which was my bad.
Well, yeah, no, it's still hard to follow even printing out. And I mean, and it's hard to follow because it's a quarter off, so it doesn't really help. But I know exactly what you're saying because this, I'm comparing the, you know, 2021 21-22 budget to the 22-23 budget forecast. And obviously the 21-22 budget isn't what was actually spent. So yes, I totally agree with you, Diane, on that. It would be way more useful. So, but then we have to get the budget done before July 1st. So, you know, I don't know how that's handled.
It's handled by having a forecasted number like you see right there, April, May, and June.
Yep.
But is that...
It's based on last year. That's what we paid in those months last year. And that's okay. Why it's in there. That's why it's
okay. Blue. So there we go.
It is forecasted for the last quarter.
But getting back to the last thing, okay, thank you. Getting back to the last thing, I would like to see a more detailed accounting for, you know, the capital improvements and how we are spending our money, you know, how those break down. Since things get buried in that for accounting purposes, and I understand that, but... it would be good to be able to see what we actually spent, you know, on one contractor, for instance.
Page 4 of the spreadsheet.
Page 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Capital improvement.
Capital outlay improvements. At the bottom of the page, capital outlay improvements, that?
Yes.
Or just, oh, here it is, Hydro's consulting. Okay, so the engineering is here is still only comes out, what they say here is they grouped all of Hydro's costs, you know, our expenses with Hydro's. And for engineering, it's just a repeat of that other line we saw for $3,297, which was only through the first three quarters of the year. So we still don't have that engineering that they did that was part of the capital improvement. That's not listed here.
Heidi, which specific one are you talking about for the generator, the leftover, what was for the tanks or for this future one that's going to be over here on Kenneth? I'm confused at which CIP you're referring to.
Any of them, all of them. I would like to see each of them and all of them because we don't have the breakdown, at least not on any of these sheets, of what we spent for, like, for instance, Hydro's on those
projects.
The only
reason I brought it up was because there are grants that covered some of this, for instance, for the study, so on and so forth, and say, you know, in part, the grant from PCWA also covered part of the generator CIP.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? So there's these weird overlays.
No.
Yeah.
No, I know, I do know that, but I'm just saying where they're buried in the capital improvement projects, we never get to see how much we spent, like for instance, on labor. In ones that weren't, you know, like the tanks project, that wasn't a grant. So is there a way?
No, but there were some aspects that did get covered in some grant money.
Okay, but I'm talking about hydro, what we paid Hydros as part of that. Anyway, is there any way to find that out, Dawn? Just go to Kathy's, get some information from Kathy on that. Dawn?
Are you there, Dawn?
Sorry. You would like more information about the capital outlays from Kathy?
Yeah, and what we, how that was broken down. Yeah. Is anyone, am I the only one that's interested in seeing that?
No, it's important.
We'll have the Al Capone side, and then we'll have the accounting side.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We better move on. Sorry to delay that.
Let's see. I have kind of put in the what I had forecasted for all those different expenses there, from government fees, meters and boxes, and water line repair, office expense, which is a huge general category. Then there's telephone, insurance, and accounting, legal. Accounting is high. And it could very well be high. When I say high, this is higher than what's normal for us. But because we have a loan with the government for more than $1 million, we are required to have a certain type of audit. They call it, I forget the term is, but anyway, it's just code for real expensive audit. And actually not many auditors do that type of work, and I've called several different auditors, and only one has even agreed to give a proposal, which I have on the agenda for next month. So anyway, I'm hoping that 23,000 is a good number for accounting.
We need to go back though. Waterline repair right now. The summary you sent says we have $20,000 surplus in that line for this year. So why are we estimating it so high?
Because some years are bad and some years are good. So we just kind of hope for the best and plan for the worst.
Okay, so there could be $20,000 in there, just as there could be money in other places in this budget.
Yep.
So also, why don't we include telephone in the office expense?
We could throw it into the office. That'd be just fine.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
Yeah.
That makes more sense to me.
Me too. I'm just fine with that.
And also then we change it in the other spreadsheet, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, that insurance is from Gladwell. A And it was increased. It used to be around $6,500. And now with the new tanks and new lots of new equipment at the water plant, it's been increased to 11. It was the bill was over 10,000. So yeah, so insurance went up, and it covers errors and omissions and all those kind of things.
No, and you may have to recap what Dan was asking because the rest of us can't hear it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dan had a question regarding insurance for $11,000, and it's significantly more than it was last. It used to be about $6,500, somewhere in there. And now it got now the bill for insurance is just shy of 11,000. So
it says 9,000 last year.
Say again.
Well, I see 9,000 from last year's budget, but anyway, on insurance. Or yeah. Anyway, that's whatever. That's fine.
Don, on our CPA, I'm sorry to interject, but on the CPA, couldn't we inquire through CSDA or membership there and or, you know, put it in the on the board and query for CPAs there and then or do an RFP for CPA?
Are you talking about for the auditing?
Not just the auditing, but I thought Kathy was going to bow out in the near future. So just procuring a new bookkeeper also.
Well, we don't need a new bookkeeper. Are you saying that we should take that out to... Are you wanting that out to bid? Is that what you'd like?
Diane?
I'm sorry. Did he ask me a question? Because I thought he was just making a statement. It's so hard to hear.
Yeah, I think he asked you, were you talking about something about going out to bid? I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong, Don.
Right, because auditors are available through CSDA. I've seen them on the board, right? When people have put out the query for those types of things.
Right. And the problem perhaps is that we have getting a special kind of audit now. Because of,
right. But I mean, you get lead.
Reach out to CSDA and see if there's some auditors that do that.
Yeah. Cause it's just about getting leads and some feedback from people that are already using those types of accountants. Just a suggestion. Thank you.
That makes a lot of sense to me, Don. Can you check that out?
Yep.
Okay, where are we?
We're at legal.
Okay.
And I have it broken out 10 on dealing with water and 5 on roads. We can divvy it out differently. The reason why we have 5,000 on roads is that the only time that our district's really been sued is regarding roads. And so anyway, it's just good to have a little money in the pocket for any issues on roads.
Have we stayed under the 10,000 pretty easily, like last year with all the legal expenses we had? Were we under 10,000 for the not including the roads? I mean, you are looking at something that's more updated, I hope, like 11 months, maybe. Oh, no, because May isn't over. At least 10 months instead of 12. I mean, instead of 9. Sorry.
Yeah, 10 is kind of a bit high, although we seem to be using legal for a lot of stuff now. So anyway, you guys can put it to whatever number you would like.
No, I mean, I'm fine with it. I just was curious.
Dan's saying he's comfortable with those numbers. He just ran the numbers on last year.
So any other comments on legal before we move down?
So okay.
So director's fees is based on 2 meetings a month, is that?
Can you click on the 13,000 in the...
What?
Yes, yeah, that's roughly two meetings a month plus an extra meeting. But we can easily cut that down.
Yeah.
And but you see, if we have a bunch of committee meetings and stuff like that, it's just gonna. It's up to you guys.
What was that?
Dan's saying that the highest amount was in September last
year. What?
This year. And it was $300 a month for.
Last year we had a lot of committee meetings, and then we don't have, I mean, we haven't had too many of those, if at all, this year.
So maybe,
could you repeat that, Don?
Yeah, he's, should I say 5 or 6?
Yeah.
Dan's recommending 5 or 6,000 instead of 13.
How about, I'll meet you at 8.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to under budget it too much. I know Ken doesn't want to get paid, but yeah.
So I thought you were wanting half of it, but
well, what I'm saying is if we, okay, outside, hang on, we have
So nine.
So did you guys see how I got that? I did five board members at $100 for 18 months. So I made the assumption that we would meet once a month, and then for 6 months we might meet twice a month.
Okay.
Yeah, 18 meetings. Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Road maintenance is at $66,000, and it's simply because it took the money coming in for roads, which is $71,000, and I subtracted out legal, you know, and that's where $66,000 came from. It's just simply that. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Capital outlays over there, the $15,000 is last year's amount, and what's proposed is nothing in capital outlays right now, and to just put it to zero, and then any outlays that we have would come out of the short-lived assets up there in blue, the $15,000, and nothing would be coming out of over and above.
So I'm assuming that the water line repairs are on a separate line, so they would never be considered a capital outlay.
That's going to be budgeted. The board will make a decision. We were going to be doing a capital improvement project to replace some lines, and the source of the money will come from savings.
Will come from what?
From the savings that's already in the bank, not from the current structure.
Okay, from savings, you're saying it's coming from savings, not from this budget amount. So right. That $55,000 is just for unexpected repairs, then, not the big repairs we're planning on doing. Is that correct?
The big repairs to replace water lines, when time comes for that, I think that the board will say, we're going to approve the project for, $150,000 to replace this particular line, and the money to pay for it will come out of the reserves.
Okay.
And it won't come out of the current budget.
Operating budget.
Operating.
Okay.
Because this is for this year, we wouldn't have it this year.
And it could be that we can start plan some good numbers once we have a couple of projects under our belt, and then we'll have a good number to say, hey, this is how much we're going to be putting out in outlets. Right.
So you're saying, yeah, we could after we do the first one or two pipeline repairs, then we could budget for that for the future years, like an ongoing thing. Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Dan is asking Rolando, what do you think?
Sorry, about what?
About the budgeting in future years, if I understood it right, although I didn't really hear exactly. Well, you better say it, Don.
Dan's asking Rolando what he thinks about having the capital outlays coming out of reserves.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the way we want to manage that. If we do decide that we are going to use, that we have a project and we want to fund it out of the reserves, that makes sense to me. It depends on the size of the project, really, whether we want to go in the capital or do it out of the operations, or if we want to fund it through a grant or through a loan. So it just depends on the project.
So is the board okay with having that at zero for right now?
Yep.
Okay. And Gale Loop property tax, we talked about that. That's just a wash between what comes in and what goes out. And then depreciation is that's given to us by the accountant. That's kind of a fixed amount.
Don, is this the same as last year's, or is this a different number?
Yes, and the reason why we don't have to increase it because of the new tanks is because we're planning for the on line 27 the whole payment.
Oh, okay.
It's so yeah. All the improvements is packed into that and not hidden inside depreciation and interest expense. I thought it was a little bit more transparent to say tank pod, that's what it costs us, $168,000, $167,000. And to me that, you know, if anyone wants to know how much does it cost to have the new tanks, there it is, right there.
Yeah, and that's $30,000 more than last year.
Last year was only interest.
Right. So interest rate. It still was 130 something thousand. So
yeah, it got increased because the USDA couldn't close the loan and it went from 2.125 to 2.5.
Have they closed it, by the way?
No.
Oh my God.
It was to close in late May.
What?
But USDA has not approved that late day yet, the late date in May. But the bond council has returned the documents that are needed, and USDA just has not responded yet.
Oh my gosh.
Before June 30th is what we need. So.
Oh boy.
So can we go back through back through there and reconcile some numbers?
What?
Can we go back through the budget and reconcile some of those numbers?
You mean after the fiscal year is over?
No, right now. I mean, if we take $5,000 off of employees' salaries and we take $5,000 off of water plant maintenance, which was what Dan said we could do. And then we take $10,000 off of water line repair because we have a $20,000 surplus this year. We could look a lot better.
So you're suggesting that we take $20,000 out of here?
No, right? $10,000 out of there.
Okay, minus 10. And so maybe Richard, do you want to explain what you're trying to get to?
I'm trying to get the bottom line to look better.
Yeah.
So if we take $5,000 off of employee salaries, so we're talking about $25,000 instead of 30 there.
Where are you seeing 30?
You added 30.
Oh, I see. From the
there it is right there. You added 30. If we make that 25.
Okay.
Well, no, that's a different line item though. That's director's fees is what you're talking about.
No, I'm not talking about director's fees. I'm talking about the administrative assistant.
Oh, okay. 25 instead of 30. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. And then water plant maintenance was 5,000 Dan said we could probably do without there. And then 10,000 out of waterline repair. Because we have a 20,000 surplus there.
Are you going to put those in red so we know what the changes are?
Sure. Well, sorry, Richard, what was the amount you wanted to subtract out of waterline repair?
10,000. Because we have 20,000 surplus. And we know that can be variable, but then all of a sudden we look pretty good.
Where did the maintenance right here? And then that one was right already. Okay. So everybody comfortable with that now?
I don't have any problem with it. Is that it?
Yep.
Well, Don's okay. Muted. Why are you guys muted? What's being said in the meeting, in the in-person meeting?
Oh.
Okay, so Dan's suggesting 2,000 off of professional services. So taking it from 10,000 to 8,000, and then taking another 2,000 off the legal services.
Everybody good with that, or?
I'm fine.
Yeah,
that's good. Minus 2,000, is that what we said here?
Yep.
And then, legal.
I said we just get rid of this.
How about legal for the balance? For 2519 off of the, no, not Rose, the other one.
It can go to either one.
What was the how much we were gonna subtract on? 2519?
Yes.
Oh, just to zero it out. Gotcha.
Oh, that didn't balance. Oh, put a 9. Yeah, there. Okay. Dan's saying that he likes the budget as is because any of these numbers could go higher or lower, and it's just the best guess.
Absolutely, it's a forecast.
Say again, Rolando.
That was Richard.
Oh, sorry. Richard, can you say it once more, please?
Just agreeing with Dan that it's just a forecast, and he's absolutely right.
So what's the bottom line now?
Zero.
We're balanced.
Okay. But is that even, but that's even with the added 25K? I guess so. Okay.
And adding 30,000 to the tank project from last year.
Okay.
It's still, we're at zero right now. So we'll see. It's what we project.
Okay.
And nobody has objected so far to any of the increases or decreases. So.
Well, Dan said he would like to see it stay the same, but yeah. If anybody else has any objections, speak up now.
I think Dan was saying he likes it the way it is with zero, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood that. Okay. All right. So are we done?
That's a good idea.
You guys have to thank the typist.
Thank you, Rolando.
Rolando, absolutely.
Wait, hi, Heidi. We have the comments from the audience on items not on the agenda.
Yep.
And Diana has her hand up.
I'm done with that. We're done with the budget now. Thank you, everyone, for your input. I think that was a successful endeavor. Well, we'll find out if it was successful after the year.
Next year.
Diane has her hand up.
Okay, Diane?
Yeah, I actually put it in the chat, but I would like to see you add to the budget a microphone system for lav mics. I even put one from Amazon in there. And further, if you recall, Jerry said there would have needed to be anywhere from 400 to 2,500, but it's hard to tell with the way inflation's going that there's going to be that maintenance to look at the anodes every year for inspection for divers to go into the tanks. And so that's just an added expense that's not in the budget.
Okay.
Well, I think that would have been under plant maintenance, maybe.
Yeah.
You remember Rolando, he said it was somewhere in that ballpark. So I just wanted to remind everybody.
Yeah. And if we get one of those turtle machines for meetings, as Diane's saying, it's a microphone, but that's one of those microphones that sits on the table and everybody can talk into it.
Don has one of those, Dick, and it doesn't work that well. That's why I was saying these lav mics. Matter of fact, Amazon's got one for six packs, battery packed lav mics is $349 in the, transmitter. So I'm just saying that ain't bad. It's normally like $500, $600. So if you guys could throw that in, it'd be great.
We'll fix it when we move to a smaller room too. I mean, it's not move to a smaller room and then the turtle machine might work again.
I think that's a good investment though for $350. I mean, email Don the information, Diane, and maybe he can look into it.
Right. I threw it in the chat, actually. But yeah, it was just an Amazon. While you guys were talking and everything was so annoying, I was looking at Amazon. It was six of them. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So any more comments?
Oh, no. We don't vote on the budget until the next meeting.
Okay.
So let it sit on there for a bit. I'll email that out, okay?
There's a question. When's the next meeting? Is it next Tuesday? So we're still having a regular meeting.
Yes. Yeah, we are. Hopefully it won't have to be very long.
Diane has a question again, Diane, or did you just leave your hand up?
No, I'm sorry, Rolando. My bad. I forgot put it down.
No worries.
No more comments? Would anyone like to make a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
A second.
Okay, meeting is adjourned. Oh, do we have to vote? Whoops.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Heidi, you did get the draft agenda from me, right?
What? What?
You did get the draft agenda that I sent.
What did you send?
You did get the draft agenda from me, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah, okay. I got it. Just haven't had a chance to go over it, but I will.
Got it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for your participation. Why don't you take that off, the budget off, Rolando, and we'll just, then we can wave goodbye or whatever.
I have to stop sharing, right?
Yeah.
Why can't I find the button to stop sharing?
Oh, well, I guess we can just say goodbye.
There it is.
Thank you, everybody, for attending. Thank you and for your input. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Good night.